Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We've come to the last chapter of Hezekiah's earthly sojourn, his extra 15 years drawing to a close. 7 verses encapsulate his life, 2 Chronicles 32, verses 27 to 33. First are recorded the material blessings he accumulated under God's beneficent hand. Quote, Hezekiah had very great riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, for gold, for precious stones, for spices, for shields, and for all kinds of desirable items, storehouses for the harvest of grain, wine, and oil, and stalls for all kinds of livestock, and folds for flocks. Moreover, he provided cities for himself, and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him very much property. Verses 27 to 29. None of it, of course, would make it to the next world. Second, we're reminded of his project to bring water from the Gihon artesian spring, meaning bursting forth. Quote, this same Hezekiah also brought the water by tunnel to the west side of the city of David, verse 30. It's given as a prime example of the fact that, quote, Hezekiah prospered in all his works. Interestingly, his contemporary Isaiah would describe this waterway and the Siloam pool, meaning sent, as a picture of the Messiah, the sent one. The Lord said, quote, these people refuse the waters of Shiloh that flow softly, Isaiah 8:6, placing their trust instead in Gentile kings. Therefore, quote, the waters of the river, strong and mighty, the king of Assyria and all his glory, verse 7, for example, would sweep them away in a flood. The pool of Siloam, linked to Emmanuel, verse 8, our meek and humble Lord, is the lowest place within the old city of Jerusalem. Quote, now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, indeed they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel, 2 Chronicles 32, verse 32.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.